Yeah, I'm not too interested in Celtic. I'm all interested in the way we play today, and we've been playing very well just lately, and we'll give Celtic a game today.
The pressure's off for you. How will that affect your players?
Well, we want to clinch sixth position. We were in sixth position. If we win both games, we'll go to sixth position, and that's what our target is. And I'm sure we worked extremely hard to make sure the players are up for it.
Is this the kind of event you wanted today, though, with Celtic coming here really going at you?
No, I was hoping maybe the Rangers won yesterday and put a wee bit extra pressure on them, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. But Celtic's been the most consistent team all season, so that's why they're still here.
You remember back to 68 when Celtic came here to win the championship?
Yeah, I do, very clearly. It was a very busy day that day for the police, especially if we try to get the Celtic fans off that far enclosure, but hopefully it's not that today, but I don't want the same result either.
Hibs went down yesterday, a big, big club, Dunfermline with a big heritage, and you're about to start some reconstruction work tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should go down. I think they should have made the leagues up right away. But we're just glad it's not us that's going down, you know, and we've had a half season, but we've come through it.
So who should the viewers watch out for this afternoon? Andy Smith, of course. What a season for him.
Andy's had a great season. Jerry Britton's just coming back from injury, as is Mark Miller. Those two have brought a freshness back into the team. Big Jamie Squires making his debut. We've got a lot of good players.
No champagne for Celtic today?
No, not if I can help it.
Bert, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.